Blog Talk Radio.
Money 2.0 Business on the Edge presents On the Edge Women in Business. Silicon Valley, Bay Area's AM 1220 KDOW, leading business radio show host. Helping you excel in business and in life. Here is business coach and show host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Blog Talk Radio, Business on the Edge Extended, where we extend the conversation from AM 1220 KDOW and iHeart Radio. We're here and we are going to talk about it. And what we're going to talk about today is start a small business the right way. There are wrong ways to do it, and that happens more often than doing it the right way. I did it the wrong way years ago, and so I'm going to share some insight with you for about 30 minutes on how to do it the right way. This show, by the way, is brought to you by the Small Business Concierge Digital Magazine here in Silicon Valley. I am Margaret Jackson, the radio show personality here in Bay Area on AM 1220 KDOW and iHeart Radio. KDOW is a business and finance network, so you can catch me live on Friday nights as part of the Money 2.0 team and get some great information there. So this is our extended show. So thank you for tuning in today to today's radio show. I appreciate your listenership. And hello to those out there in the international community. I know you're keeping up with me, and so I appreciate that as well. I am live here, so if you want to dial into the show and have a couple of questions while I'm on the air here, dial 1-516-531-9868. That is 1-516-531-9868. And talk with me or ask your questions. How to start a small business the right way. I am working with a lot of aspiring entrepreneurs, and they are eager to get their product or service to the market. How do you start a business the right way? How do you start a business the wrong way? So let's look at that for a minute. Starting a business the wrong way is, I have this great thing that I can do or sell, or maybe it's a skill you have. Maybe there's a product that you're able to produce and you've been baking cookies and everyone loves your cookies and you've shared them with people at work and they're like, hey, you should sell them. And you just start baking and selling cookies and people are buying them. And so there's no business model, there's no anything, and you've made a little bit of money. Maybe you've made a few hundred dollars every month. So say, maybe I'll do something more. We really call that hobbyist, that you're not in business, there's no business license, there's no anything other than you taking money, no tax on it, and it just kind of what I call is bootleg business. So if you're doing business that way, you're doing bootleg business and you're not doing it the right way. If you want to do it the right way and you want to really create a sustainable business system. So there's different ways that we're going to work while we're on this planet. We're going to either be employed. I've been employed in a lot of different places. I tried to take away from something valuable that I could keep in my arsenal. So you're self-employed. And then if you want a little bit more, you're employed, and then you're self-employed. So when as an employee, you're working for someone else. And then maybe you want to do something on the side and says, hey, I think I'm going to do this self-employed venture, or you could migrate into being totally self-employed, that you're doing enough business that sustains your livelihood, that sustains your way of life that you want to enjoy. And that could be you know, around the country, around the United States, it could be any amount. It depends on where you live. If you live in the Midwest versus here in Silicon Valley, you can make a lot less and sustain yourself. You can create a $50,000 income, $40,000, $50,000, maybe $60,000, and live pretty well. If you try to do that here in California, you are not living well. You are living in a very difficult state. So you want to create the income that is comparable to where you're living. So starting a business the right way. If you're a aspiring entrepreneur, say, I really want to do this. I've got to do this. I really want to do this thing that's burning in me. And I've seen business. I've had a lot of conversations from, I had a dream. God told me. I've always wanted to do it, and so many different reasons. And that's great. That's fine. It gets you kind of gets you going, right? So the way that you started, and you probably have never heard this way, is you start with your idea and you assess it. You do an idea assessment. It's free. You could take, and one of the tools that I love using when you do an idea assessment is this tool or this application that you can check out, Mural, Mural.co. And you can do an idea assessment, and they'll give you a free account for 30 days. And you can, and it's called a really big idea sketch pad. So you do your 30-day free account. It won't take you long to do the mural. It should take you about a week to work through it, have fun with it. But take your idea and develop it in that idea assessment. Now, that's just the beginning. That's not the end of the road. That's not the finish line. But you want to think about it. And so there's six questions in that idea assessment. Who's starting the business? And who's starting with you? If you're starting with family and friends, or you reel some of your family and friends in, I would err on the side of caution in terms of bringing family and friends in, unless they are absolutely crazy about it as you are. Otherwise, you know, these are people, especially family, these are people that you're going to deal with for the rest of your life. And if it goes south, you know, holidays can be kind of interesting. So try to pull people in that are of the same mind, that can go the distance. Oftentimes people fall off because it's really hard work. But Einstein said this, critical thinking, it's hard work. That's why so few people do it. And so if you want to do it, you're going to have to critically think. It's not about the Benjamins. It's not about just making the money first. It is about developing a solid foundation, creating a competitive advantage to create a long-term sustainable business that you can enjoy, because you have created this model, this business model that is affording you a different type of lifestyle that you can enjoy. And it's not that you're working less than everyone else. I tell people this, business owners work more than everybody else. They're putting in more hours. And I was calculating the amount of hours that you could really work in 1 month. Okay, and if you work 8 hours a day, 5 days a week for a company, providing it's 4 weeks, some months have 5 weeks, but that's what, 160 hours. But if you're working for yourself and you work 12 hours a day, and you're working on one day on the weekend, I always say take one day over the weekend off. Put some balance in your time. So if you're working 12 hours let's say 6 days a week, 72 hours a week times four, that's 288 hours. So if you're working a 9-to-5 and you're working 160 hours, so you've got some time to really develop something in that 288 hours. How many hours are there in the month? And so if you look at there's, 24 hours a day times 7 days a week, 168 hours times 4 weeks, 672 hours. Like, oh, I can do a lot of work in 672 hours. Well, you start taking out, you know, if you get 8 hours of sleep, so I'll sleep only for 3 hours. Just use 8 hours as a base. And so you could end up working potentially 80 hours a week, 72 to 82 hours a week. That makes sense, okay, to work a business. And so if you're doing 60 hours or 70 hours, that's not bad. But entrepreneurs are putting in a lot of hours during a week. And so if you're starting a business, do the idea assessment. Take the time, walk through the questions. Who's starting the business? Who are your customers? Who's using the product? Who's buying the product? Aren't they the same? Is the user and the buyer the same person? Who's your partners? Are there other? And I'm kind of getting ahead of myself, because the next tool I'll talk about is the business canvas model that talks about your key partners. But in the idea assessment, you're talking about what are your core competencies? What makes you radically differentiated from everyone else that you have to wedge into a market that's already there? And I guarantee it's already there. But maybe you have a niche. Maybe you're marketing to your competitors, and they're your competitors, but you see a different way of providing the same service but more efficient, or maybe it's more affordable. Whatever the case may be, you're looking for that competitive advantage where you can wedge into the market. And not only that, you have to build your brand. Just because you have a brand, that doesn't mean someone's aware of it. You can have a brand and no one on the planet but you and your family and friends know it's there. Okay, so now you have to solve that problem, right? Then what is your value proposition? Why is it important? Why is it important to the buyer? Why is it important to you? What are your products? What are your services? What's your cost structure? Can you create a competitive advantage? So you start with that, and that's not really difficult to do. And if you think of a really big sketch pad, if you go get a really big sketch pad and you sat on the middle of the floor in your living room, you got a bunch of markers and you created this ecosystem with your business venture in the middle and, you know, who's starting it, who's your customers, what's your core competencies, what are your products and services? What's the value proposition? Who's your customers? Who's the buyers? Who's the users? What are your customer personas? And you might have several customer personas. I like to use the example that when you go into Toys R Us with your 5-year-old and 8-year-old, they're the users, you're the buyer. And they're going crazy because they want every toy in the store. Or you can be the user and the buyer. You can go and grab lunch from your favorite restaurant. And maybe that, for me, one of my favorite places is Rocks. And if you've ever been to Rocks, Rocks is a, here in California, Rocks is a steakhouse that they cook your steak on a lava rock. So I like to get a filet mignon and have them cook it on the lava rock. And you really cook it at your table. They kind of sear it and they bring it to your table. So I'm the user and the buyer. So that's number one. So it took me 15 minutes to tell you, do the idea assessment. If that's the best place that you can start. And then from there, do a business model canvas. Business model canvas, Google it and do images, and you can see examples, great examples of a business canvas model. But you're going to look at your key activities. You're going to look at your key partners. You're going to look at your value proposition that you can take from your idea assessment and put it into your business model canvas. Your business model is how you make money. I can't tell you how many businesses I've asked, what's your business model? And they're like, they give me that Scooby-Doo thing going on. So you want to do your business model canvas, and it's going to have your cost structure. It's going to have your revenue streams. It's going to have how you're going to connect with your audience, your social streams and marketing and things like that. And it's a really cool canvas that kind of maps out all of these different pieces that you want to address. And that helps you understand better. And you're thinking about what you haven't thought about. You're just thinking about if you're a great chef and you want to do meals from your home, or you want to start a restaurant, or you want to have a food truck, you're thinking about is, oh, I can make this, I can make this, oh, I can make this, and I can make that. You're not thinking about the granular things that make your business a healthy business. You're not thinking about, you're going to think about the truck. Okay, I got to get a food truck. I don't have to buy that. But you also have to wrap it. So you need someone to do the design, wrap the truck. What's the name of the truck going to be, or what's the name of the restaurant going to be? And you may have that. But then you're looking at who's going to design the logo, what type of truck. The food truck industry, by the way, pandemic has really spiked here in Silicon Valley. And so that's not a bad place to start, because people want to feel safe, and you can do a great food truck. And for those that have food trucks out there, I like food truck food from time to time. I just have a hard time eating it because I can easily not feel well after I eat off a food truck. So it makes me wonder. So make sure you stay keeping your food not past the, don't keep it past the date of expiration and things like that. We want to keep people healthy, but I've eaten some really, really tasty food off food trucks, and just one food truck that I can eat off, I've never gotten sick from, but oftentimes I get a little sick. I'm just, and maybe I shouldn't be saying this, what I'm saying to those in the food truck industry, keep your food trucks up, keep it sanitary, and make sure that people are having a great experience, because you want them to come back for sure. So back to the business canvas model. So this tool that I like to use is also Mural. So Mural is Mural.co. They'll give you a free 30-day account, and you can do your idea assessment. You can do your business canvas model, and that's a really great place to start looking at your business and whether or not you really have a business that you can create something more sustainable. So again, the business model canvas, you're going to pull some of that information from that idea assessment. This is literally the steps. What should I do first? I want to start a business. I always get asked that question. Do an idea assessment. Once you do the idea assessment using Mural, great tool, free for 30 days, at least for now, they're offering that. And then inside the same application, do a business model canvas. And Mural is great for all kinds of, like if you want to create a new product, you can work through that if you're already in business. So if you're already an existing business, check out Mural.co, M-U-R-A-L. .co, and play around with some ideas that you have that you can really think through. Do your business model canvas. And like I said, you're going to look at your key partners. You're going to look at your key activities, value proposition, key resources, marketing channels. You're going to look at that, and your customer relations, customer segments. And you're working through the important pieces of your potential business. Why go spend money that you don't need to spend. If you haven't done this homework, you might get into it and it's like, I've spent $10,000 and I don't really want to do this. It's too much work. I'm okay with working with someone, working for someone else, and that's okay. So do your homework, and then let me know how it goes for you. Email me at coach@smallbusinessconcierge.biz or email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz, ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz, and tell me how it has gone for you. I am Margaret Jackson, radio show personality for AM 1220 KDOW here in Silicon Valley, San Jose, Bay Area, talking to you about how to start a small business right and smart. What about finances? Funny you should ask. Oftentimes, small businesses want business grants. I want a business grant. I got this great idea. I don't want to put any of my own money behind it. I want someone to give me a grant. Really, that's not a realistic way of thinking about it. You're going to have to invest real dollars, hurting equity, hurting time spent to develop your business. Now, during this pandemic, there's more grants out there because of the pandemic and wanting to support businesses, especially women in business, because women businesses have really taken a hit during the pandemic. Minority businesses have taken some significant hits. And so you can find some resources out there outside of the what you're seeing for existing businesses like the PPP, the EIDL, the targeted EIDL, the EIDL Advance, which was last year. Now they have the targeted EIDL for underserved, those in underserved communities to bring it back into an equitable place. A lot of minority businesses did not get a fair shake on really a balance, rather, in getting that EIDL advance. So the government is resolving that by creating the targeted EIDL advance, which is awesome, to create that equitable and equal balance. I think that's great. I think there should be equitable. Things should be equitable and equal regardless of race. Regardless, I don't subscribe to, I'm concerned when we use language that excludes people that are trying to advance their lives and their careers and their businesses. I think that there is something wrong with that thinking that people are on this planet and everyone should have a shot at, you know, being optimal in whatever they're doing. They should have a shot at reaching the stars, regardless of who they are and the opportunities that are available on the planet, whether you're in the United States or somewhere else. That's just the way that I believe it. I believe God has made people to be extraordinary in their own right, and whatever that is, they should have an opportunity to do it without someone standing in their way in doing that. And so if you disagree with that, you can email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz and say, I disagree with that. You think whatever. And so, but everyone should have a shot at being the greatest potential of who they can be, period, period. We would have so much more advancement. We are lagging because of insecurities and wrong thinking and what I'd like to call stinking thinking. And so that's stinking thinking. You're not going to get me to agree with something different than that. You know, I'm not going to agree with that thinking. There should be opportunities, period, available. So people can be the best version of who they were put on the planet to be. And so that's my soapbox right there. And I believe that there's a heaven and a hell. I'm just going to say it. And until you get one to put me there in any one of those places, I just believe that people should be or should have the opportunity to be extraordinary and do what they are supposed to do and called to be on this planet. I think we would already see breakthroughs in probably diseases and all kinds of things. So solving hunger issues, solving environmental issues, solving problems, and we're majoring on the minors. That's my soapbox. So I've got like 4 minutes left before I'm out of here. So do the idea assessment, do the business model canvas, and then do the business plan, because the business model canvas, the business model, is the cornerstone of your business plan. And a great tool to use for your business plan is from Palo Alto Software, the number one business writing software tool on the planet, Live Plan. In fact, I was on the call with them today talking about how my company can utilize and partner their Live Plan offerings to offer to our Advantage members for the Small Business Concierge magazine. And so we're having that dialogue. And by the way, on AM 1220 KDOW on the 28th, Friday night, I'll be live, and I will have the CEO Palo Alto Software, Sabrina Parsons, with me to talk about Live Plan and some of the great things that this business software tool can do and has been for many, many, many businesses. So you've got Mural that you can get an idea assessment done. You can do a business model canvas. And if you have questions or something is confusing you, email me at onthe edge@businessontheedge.biz, and I'll be glad to give you some feedback or point you in the right direction. Anywhere in the world, anywhere on the planet, these resources are available to you online, mural.co. Do that 30-day trial and get both of them done in the 30 days. And should you like it, I don't get anything for this, by the way. I'm not promoting them because I get some sort of whatever. I don't. I'm telling you, these are great tools for you to think through creating a clear vision for your business so you can go after resources and get access to capital, whether it's venture capital, whether it's investment, whether it is crowdfunding, whether it is grants that you can access. Put yourself in the best position to win. Put yourself in the best position to win. And then you can wrap it up with the Live Plan. I've got 90 seconds. You've got the Live Plan, Palo Alto Software. So you could probably do liveplan.com and get to that application as well. This is Margaret Jackson. I am a radio show personality here in Silicon Valley for small businesses and business and finance radio. We are the number one business and finance network in Silicon Valley Bay Area and the fourth largest market here on Blog Talk Radio. I am extending my show here so we can talk about it and I can be a little bit more transparent in what I talk about and dialogue about and all of that good stuff. So we are out of here. I have 30 seconds. Connect with me on our magazine website, smallbusinessconcierge.biz, or email me at onthe edge@businessontheedge.biz, and I will be glad to send you those links and to connect with us, or you can call us. You can dial in and check us out on our 1-888-MY-SBC-30. That's 1-888-MY-SBC-30. Be good to someone. Be fantastic. Be fantastic on purpose and live your best version of yourself as an entrepreneur. We are out of here.